It's Rocket and Teresa on Mix 93.3.
Well, good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. So we're about to play Taylor Swift. I'm sure we'll talk about Taylor Swift. But yesterday, I got to tell you, man, I kind of teared up a little bit. We talked to our winner who's about to leave for Paris to see Taylor Swift in concert.
Yeah, Jenny Robinson and her daughter, Desi, right?
Yeah. Could you imagine being a 12-year-old girl? And going to Paris.
Amazing. Rocket, I can't imagine being my age and going to Paris. That's like a bucket list place that I've never had an opportunity to go to.
This is one of those things that's like everywhere I go, I hung out with a teacher friend of mine, and we were talking. She teaches up north, and all her students, they all come up and talking about Taylor Swift and the album.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great album. And I love so all the different... Every day, I feel like we're getting more and more stuff. Like, for example, Kim Kardashian, we all know about the Thank You, Amy, but people are like, no, Cassandra's also about her. And every song that you think is about one person,
yes.
You're like, no, it's actually about this person.
And have you noticed in the video with her and Post Malone, that when they're at the end, because they're both going through crap in their life, they've gone through it. And then on the phone booth, she's up at the top of the phone booth, just spilling her heart out on the phone. And if you notice, Post Malone, who's friends with Travis Kelce, doesn't have the tattoos on, kind of looks a little bit like Travis Kelce. But when her arm comes down, do you realize what she's wearing?
Is it a ring?
The friendship bracelet that Travis had made her.
Oh, cool.
I'm just like, boom!
I was honestly really wondering what all that meant when it was raining and she was on the phone booth. I couldn't figure out the metaphor.
I've seen two different references, actually, and yeah. I don't know if either one of them are true. One fan pointed out that there's an almost exact same picture in a video of Harry Styles on top of a phone booth like that the rain. And then someone else pointed out something about Matty Healy was like always standing on top of things, and there's similar things that he's done.
Yeah.
Neither one of those might have nothing to do with it at all.
I just heard that she was living a life of hell when all this is going down, when she's on tour, thinking about a breakup, but yet she's out there every night, everything, and then something positive came into her life.
Rocket, can do it with a broken heart.
Yeah.
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 Just FYI.
In fact, she did it.
A lot of fans are like, should we feel a little bit bad about going to the Eras tour now because she was hurting so bad? Or you know that part where she sits down to play the piano? If you watch like the movie on Disney, if you've been to the show, the part where she slows down, she sits at the piano, and she really takes a few moments to just look at the crowd and listen to them cheering, and sometimes she gets emotional. She was more emotional at the beginning of the tour, and people go back now and they say, oh, all right.
Okay.
So now this means so much more now, looking at her in these moments after hearing that song.
Just amazing, isn't it?
Because it's just so deep. We thought it was just the music to listen to as you're getting ready for work.
So talking to our winner yesterday, who's about to leave, what is it, in just a couple weeks maybe?
Yeah, it's like the first week of May that she's in Paris, right?
Yes.
There is that chance that Travis Kelce will be at this show.
That'd be fun. I'd be open to it.
So it's amazing. I don't think it hit, talking to our winners yesterday, I don't think it hit her daughter yet, what she's doing.
Well, I asked her, I said, has it really become a reality now that we're closer? And she's like, I don't know if it's going to be real until I'm on the plane heading to Paris.
The most important question, honestly, after all this is, does she still have the Rocket Teresa Tara friendship bracelet?
That's right.
We should have
asked her. Oh, we gave her that during the giveaway, didn't we?
Yeah, we said you have to take this with you to Paris.
All right. In about 12 minutes, we will continue a conversation with Tabloid.
Yeah, we have a lot of Tabloid. Actually, Post Malone and Taylor are both in my report this morning. We've got what Kim thinks about that Taylor song and some of the rumors about her, if they're true or not.
Taylor Swift on Mix. All right, we're about to play one of my favorites. I call him Austin, but he's known as Post Malone.
You call him Austin.
That's his real name. But before we get to Post Malone, let's talk about what's going on with Taylor's album and Kim Kardashian.
Okay, but you should know I do have a story about Post Malone, too. But we'll get to Kim and Taylor first. So obviously right now everyone is obsessed with Taylor Swift's brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department, and the song Thank You, Amy, with the capital K-I-M, all about Kim Kardashian. Also, the song Cassandra has references to Kim and Kanye. But the big one is Thank You, Amy. And this is according to People magazine. I love it when they say this. A source close to Kim says that she is over the feud with Taylor and thinks that Taylor should get over it too. The quote is, I don't get why Taylor is harping on it. I mean, it's been literally years and I think she should just let it go.
It's because you screwed her over, lady.
Big time.
I mean, seriously.
The stuff that her and Kanye did forced Taylor into hiding for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, and Kim was on Jimmy Kimmel because she's also on American Horror Story, and there's about to be the finale, so she was promoting that. Didn't talk about this, but he did ask her about weird rumors that have always circulated about her and if they are true or not, and I think Jimmy Kimmel was surprised that almost all of them were true.
Uh-oh.
Kim Kardashian does blow dry her jewelry before she puts it on because she doesn't like cold metal on her skin. She sleeps with her eyes slightly open. Her sisters have proof on video. Her and her sisters used to be Madonna's dog walker, and they would get paid with jewelry from Madonna. She has someone take the cardboard sleeve off of her Starbucks because she doesn't like the way it sounds when you pull it off of the cup.
Okay, I can relate to that almost.
Yeah. That's insane.
I'm insane.
She said it's like nails on the chalkboard.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the one rumor that actually wasn't true, she does not have six toes on one foot.
She does have some kind of bunion situation that in pictures makes it look a little like she has six toes. But no judgment here. I'm not a cute foot kind of gal.
Yeah, but she said there's not actually six toes. Going back to Post Malone, he is working on something kind of different, a graphic novel and a movie based on an idea that he came up with about a mysterious armored 18-wheeler that fights demons in medieval Europe.
Okay, I like it.
Of course you do.
I already like it.
And finally, Billie Eilish is revealing the track list to her upcoming album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Among the songs are Skinny, Lunch, Blue, and Wildflower. The 10-track album doesn't feature any collaborations. Hit Me Hard and Soft will be out on May 17th. That's your Tabloid Trash. It is brought to you by Lean Kitchen, where you can save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, let's start your day off with a chance to win some free money, and that's going to happen coming up in just a few minutes.
Yep, right at 7 a.m. we'll kick off another day of Mix's $1,000 thank you. It only takes one keyword to win $1,000.
Post Malone. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. So yesterday, went out again to lunch, met a friend of mine, just talking about it. And the price of lunch and food, no matter where you go, everything is creeping up in prices. Everything. I couldn't imagine taking a family of, say, like six out to eat. That's got to be outrageous.
If I had six, we'd never go out to eat.
Yeah.
It's so expensive.
When I was in Chicago staying in a hotel, I finally decided to try something different and saving me money. One of these things that Teresa has been doing forever and using, like, I used Uber Eats.
Yeah.
For the very first time. And when you're a new customer, all these restaurants that are around it, you can go and you get great deals on the app.
Mm-hmm.
Like buy one, get one free. I'm getting two meals for what it would cost me to go to a restaurant.
You can also choose what you want to eat by the delivery fee.
Like really?
That's how you can sort it from least expensive to most expensive, because sometimes maybe for that day someone's having a 99-cent delivery special.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going, okay, yeah, this is great. Because, look, I know getting out, it gets very, very expensive. This is why we're giving you a chance to win free money every day, like $1,000 coming up in just the next few minutes.
Yeah, it's Mix's $1,000 thank you. We just want to thank you for hanging out with us and listening all of these years. All it takes is one keyword to win, and I'll give you your first one at 7 a.m.
TikTok users, you could soon find that it is going away, unless it's under new ownership within the next year. The Senate last night passed a legislative package for foreign aid, and that bill includes a provision that could lead to a ban on TikTok in the U.S. if the platform's Chinese owner doesn't sell its stake within a year. The House already approved it, and President Biden said he will sign the bill today.
How bad will you feel when you lose Donut Boy?
By the way, the video we posted the other day, Donut Daddy liked it.
Donut.
So I'm just saying he's seen it.
The real Donut
He's
Daddy
probably
liked it?
On a flight right now from Europe or wherever he lives.
Yes.
So just want you to know, I sent you guys a video yesterday of the one that I talked about, the dog.
I guess
he's not shirtless. He actually wears like a tank top and an apron, and then he has a little dog. He's not as sexual. He's just an attractive man making pastries.
So it's a muscular Latin man with
or
a dog.
Italian. I thought he was maybe Italian.
But he's the dark features
yes,
you like.
Yes.
And he's making pastries.
Yes.
It's literally everything Teresa
yes.
wants in a man.
The third one that I told you, I said there's three. He also, I watched his video and he is also wearing a shirt, but he's also dark skin and dark hair.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
We know what I might she have likes. A type, you guys.
Here's the deal though. It's like Teresa and I are going to suffer a little bit. Terry, you got off on TikTok for a long time, didn't you? You just hadn't been on it in a while?
She's a real girl.
What do you mean?
There's either reels or there's TikToks. We don't
oh,
blend.
Oh, gotcha.
You have to pick a side.
Yeah, I experimented with TikTok for like 30 days a couple years ago.
What turned you off about it?
It wasn't my thing, you know? It didn't feel right. Instagram Reels, they fuel my soul.
I hate Reels. Yeah, Trisha, and then you know what's funny? They're the same videos.
They really are.
It's just, I don't know, I like maneuvering TikTok
the platform.
Better.
Yeah. We were talking about this yesterday, and it's like, I told Teresa this, and she goes, I finally get what you're saying. I can, if there's nothing on TV, I spend good quality time on TikTok watching like movies and different things. It's more entertaining.
I find a lot of movies to watch as well because there's some people that just post whole scenes from shows.
The best scenes.
And then I go right to the comments, what is this show? And I click on it and I find it and then I go watch it.
There's just, and like I said, you can go in a, they call it a rabbit hole. And like Jason Statham, it's the last movie, Beehive.
I think that was his last one.
But they just do the same. I didn't have to go to the theater. I just kept watching the
That's true. You like edited versions of things, don't you?
I was like, whoa!
There you go. And finally, Patrick Mahomes. Now, Rocket, when you were gone last week is when the Times 100 Most Influential list came down, and he was on one of the covers. And in that interview, he talked about how one of the things he wants to do is host Saturday Night Live. But there's a different article today that's saying he actually has been asked to host, and he turned it down. Both stories did mention that he has a fear of teleprompters, and that he still is scarred, I guess, from having to give a speech at the 23 ESPY Awards. Now, SNL, they use cue cards. But I guess that's still just as scary. You're having to read words off of something.
Yeah.
But I would love to see him. You know what? I would love to see him and Travis together on SNL.
That would be really fun.
Yeah. That's what's trending on Mix.
KMXV is Kansas City.
Good morning.
Good morning, people.
Today is April 24th.
Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
I'm starving. Ah, pigs in a blanket.
Pig in a blanket.
Have a pig in a blanket.
Pigs in blankets.
Pig in a blanket.
Pigs in blankets.
This little piggy is probably the last one you'd expect to have a national day, but...
Happy National Pig in a Blanket Day.
People love them.
Yeah. Pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket.
It's showtime.
How can you have a national holiday, pigs in a blanket, when you can't go to a restaurant and say, I want to order, you know, I don't want pancakes today. I want pigs in a blanket. Where can you go to a store and buy pigs in a blanket?
I think that IHOP has their own version of it, except it's sausage instead of a hot dog. And you can always go to Dunkin' and get a kolache. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
Sam's
a wiener
Club.
Inside bread.
I mean, growing up with when Jen was little, I used to love to buy the croissant rolls and the little smokies, put them in the oven. To me, that's what a real pig in a blanket is.
Would you, Ronnie Rocket, actually put those together and cook them?
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
See, my pig in the blankets have always been a full-size hot dog with a biscuit. Not a croissant.
I think I would like a full size.
But I mean, really, you don't go anywhere to see. It's on the menu.
What about like A&W, the teeny weenies, teeny corn dogs?
But that's a corn dog.
That's a corn dog, yeah.
But doesn't it give the same effect or no?
I mean, yes, it is something. It's more like batter, though, and not bread. A pig in a blanket is more, it's bread. It's like a biscuit or, like you said, a croissant.
Do you know what's outrageous?
What?
Is it is such a simple thing to make, and yet... My mother-in-law makes the best pigs in a blanket with the little smokies and croissants.
Oh.
Croissants? I say that in a weird way.
Croissants?
Why are they so delicious when she makes them? I don't understand.
Maybe it's the way the croissant is made.
She's magic.
A lot more butter and almost kind of burnt on the bottom.
Maybe it's the special love that she adds to it.
Maybe.
I'm getting hungry, man.
I want some.
Mix 93.3 and Security Bank of Kansas City are teaming up to give you a...
With Mix's $1,000 thank you, your first keyword of the day is change, change. Go to mix93.com, enter that keyword change for your chance to win $1,000.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Beautiful things, Benson Boone. Man, he has just taken off all over the country. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. We are all about the music, and we're going to give you a chance to win some concert tickets to NF. Now, I've been a fan of his for the last few years. If you've never been to one of his shows, it's truly amazing. From like 10-year-olds to adults. It's such a wonderful show. And if you want to win, you have to be able to answer a couple questions.
Yep, he's coming to the T-Mobile Center May 10th, and I have got a whole list of trivia questions here for you. All you have to do is answer one correctly. Call now to play 816-476-7093.
You said the show is when again?
May 10th, which is just like two
right
weeks.
Around the corner. All right, here we go. Let's get started. Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
This is Rich.
All right, Rich, are you ready?
30% of us have admitted to breaking the law by doing this every day. What is it?
Running a stop sign.
Ooh, so close, but no cigar.
Okay, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Amber.
Amber, are you ready?
Yes.
Amber, what city do Archie and his friends live in the Archie comic books?
New York?
Nope.
Guys, I think I totally knew the first two. I'm so smart
really?
Today.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Becky.
Becky, here we go.
Boise is the capital of what state?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Boise is the capital of what state?
Idaho.
Yes, good job.
Idaho?
Idaho.
You get a pair of tickets to see NF at T-Mobile Center May 10th.
Cool, thank you.
You bet. You on your way to work?
No, I'm, well, actually, yeah, I'm going home to go to work.
Nice. Well,
going to home.
There you go. Well, enjoy your day. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info. We're about 12 minutes away.
Wait, we got to get the answers.
Oh, go
all right,
it.
Now, let me see, because you said he was so close. So I'm guessing is the answer running a red light?
Yes, 30% okay. of us admit to breaking the law by doing this every day, running a red light.
And then Archie and his friends live in Riverdale?
Yes, good
because
job,
there's
Teresa.
A TV show called Riverdale, duh.
Good job, Teresa. That's the right answer.
All right, coming
you impressed?
Up.
Did I impress you?
The Riverdale, you know what?
Blown away.
I didn't put two and two together because you've been talking about Riverdale show for years.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, because I remember watching it for a little bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known it if it wasn't for the TV show. I wouldn't have remembered.
All right, in about 12 minutes?
Yeah, I guess all of us are going to run into at least three things that annoy us today. I'll let you know the things that you can most likely look out for.
Good morning, Kansas City. Yesterday, I guess it's safe to say the Kansas City Chiefs painted the town red with all the new contracts yesterday. Absolutely amazing.
Andy Reid's going to be here for a long time. That's all that matters.
Red Beach. it's like, wow.
That's the very most important. So that's a good thing.
Yes.
But there's always annoying things that happen to us. In fact, a poll said that the average person, you'll have three things that really annoy you today.
Today.
Today. In one day alone, you'll have three things that just irritate you.
Give it
and
to me.
The most common things. Let's do the top five most common. And I'd love to hear the things that irritate you on a daily basis. 816-476-7093. The top five, according to this survey, people who are not good at parking, who take up more than one space. I was so irritated the other day because I tried to take my mom to breakfast and she has a handicapped parking spot. And so we went to find one and there were two spots and whoever parked in the other, like parked in the middle, took up both of the handicapped parking spots.
Rude.
And then she can't walk very far. And so I was really irritated. I was going to fight somebody, Rocket. On the number four, people who don't use turn signals.
Okay.
That irritates me a lot, especially if I'm just sitting there waiting for you and I could have pulled out, but I'm waiting for you to turn.
Okay.
Being stuck on hold. That happened to me twice yesterday.
First of all, I'd never get on the phone to be stuck on hold.
I had to call yesterday. My son, he had a dead battery and we jumped it and I was trying to find the closest place to go immediately and get it fixed. And I called two different places and they both just let it ring, 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 ring and didn't even put me on hold, didn't answer. And so they didn't get my business
that
or my
money.
That
is frustrating.
Number two, potholes.
And oh, then, my gosh. That's number one for me. That's cost me, since I've been in Kansas City, at least every 5 years, it costs me, you know, a few hundred dollars to get a tire fixed.
Why do you keep driving into them?
You can't avoid
around them.
You can't.
And the most irritating thing that people run into on a daily basis, when someone doesn't clean up after their dog, and then you accidentally step in it. That's the worst.
Ooh, that is the worst.
Yes. And then you walk into the studio and you're like, Rocket, you smell like poop. What happened?
No, I do not walk on the grass for that reason.
You just roll around so it's like all over your back and front.
Did you ever do that as a kid, though, when you were out playing in someone's yard and you accidentally like roll in the grass or step in it or sit in it or roll
gross.
In the poop?
No.
You never, not even as a kid when you were out playing? Did you play like a normal kid?
No, I really didn't. But, you know, like I told you the last time that I stepped in dog poop, I think I told you this and you guys, both of you laughed at me. Once again, these are things that irritate people. I threw my shoes away.
We don't live in the same world.
just trying to clean them was like, no. Let's go to the text line.
You helpless poor fellow.
Yes.
Lori on the text line says, rude, inconsiderate people across the board. Jenny wrote, people that chew with their mouth open. And then this person said, waking up my kid for school annoys me every single day. He's 15 years old.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
You know what annoys me?
What?
Is when you go through a drive-through and they ask for a tip.
Okay. Wait, I've never had that happen.
The tips are getting outrageous everywhere you go.
A drive-through?
A lot of coffee places especially do that.
Wow. Thank you. I have not noticed that in a drive-through. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Are we still talking about something that interrupted our day?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the last five times that I have gotten up extra early and gotten ready extra early. I'm a teacher. To get ready to go to school so I could do something super fun for the kids. Like today we're doing door decorating. I got up an hour earlier so I could get up, get ready, and be ready. I'm up, I'm ready. We get a call from the school saying, there is no school today.
Oh. As a teacher, how come you didn't know that in advance?
Well, we all know at the same time because of a power outage.
Oh, it's a power outage. Gotcha. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, go back to bed.
I was going to say, I wouldn't be annoyed. I'd be like, woo, vacation day.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Something that really annoys me is people who think they know everything.
Sure, that can be frustrating. Yes.
Why are you guys looking at me? That's rude.
Bye. Ariana Grande. You know, there are so many ways that you could spend $1,000. Like you can like invest it, you can save it, you can go on a vacation, you can, you know, buy yourself something nice, but you can't win unless you play the game. And you have a keyword that you can still win $1,000 this hour.
Yeah, you have 18 more minutes of the 7 a.m. keyword. All it takes is one keyword to win. Just go to mix93.com, enter the word change, C-H-A-N-G-E, for your chance to win the money.
Bye-bye, TikTok. The hugely popular Chinese app TikTok may be forced out of the U.S., where a measure to outlaw the video sharing app has won congressional approval. So it's passed the Senate, the House, and it is on its way to being signed by President Biden today. So I guess they have a year to sell it.
Yeah.
And if they don't sell it, then it'll be banned. And it says it won't be removed from your phone, but you will not, there won't be any updates or anything. And Rock and I were discussing, so does an update, like, does uploading new content count as an update, or just the app won't update, or like if you don't already have it, you can't download it?
That's
so
a good question.
All I know is that you guys know I'm a Bluey fan, right?
Yeah.
And I watched Bluey. And so it's like I saw the episode.
Did you watch The Sign?
Oh, yeah.
The one that over 10 million people tuned into?
Big Red Dud. Cry Truck.
Mommy over here in the room hasn't watched it yet.
Now, in my defense, my husband and daughter watched it without me. Okay.
Did your husband cry?
He said damn near cried. Okay. Were his exact words.
That shows you how sad it is that he almost cried.
So when TikTok happens, this is why I bring it up. When it happens to TikTok, get your camera ready because you're going to see me whine and cry like a little girl.
That's how I watch it, because my kids are grown. I have no reason to watch Bluey, but because of stupid TikTok, I've seen the end yes. of the episode The Sign 50 million times, and I've cried just as much. A story that almost made me cry. Sweet little gray and white cat in Minnesota started off being abandoned, abused, and then rescued, saved, healed, and is now a model. I'm talking about Hercules the cat, who was found and taken to a clinic back in 2022. The vet said he was in such bad shape. His jaw was severely fractured. Aww. I could really go into detail, but I won't.
Don't.
But it was pretty horrific, all of the things that were wrong with this animal, to the point where the vet was probably going to put him down, but she said he looked up in her eyes. And she just knew, I have to save this cat. So she did. He recovered. And then he found a great home, was adopted. And the mom noticed that Target was having a casting call for animals with unique faces. And Hercules, I don't know if it's because of what happened to him, but his little tongue doesn't go in his mouth. It hangs out all the time. Aww. So she entered him. And now if you walk through Target, you'll see Hercules' little face on all of the kitty litter, the Target brand kitty litter. He's a model. Mm. Isn't that fun? Rocket doesn't care.
He's like, whatever.
And finally, a mom in California named Emily has gone viral after she accidentally sent out an Evite for her kid's first birthday party to hundreds of people, every single person in her contacts.
I just made an Evite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No, it imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. Not only did it invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone, but it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. Derek Irol, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot. I have to quit or get a new identity.
Oh, ex-boyfriends. Yes. Oh, the worst.
Definitely quit. That's what's trending on Mix.
You know what happens to everybody every now and then? Technology, you get it wrong, right?
I think we can all say that at one time in our lives, we have done something embarrassing because of technology. Like this mom in California who's gone viral. Her name is Emily King. She accidentally sent out an Evite for her kid's first birthday party to hundreds of contacts in her phone. And have you guys ever put someone in your phone under a kind of a shady name?
I think obviously. We all do.
Like, you know, something just so you know, like what you think of them at the office or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's what the invitations, that's how they were addressed.
I just made an Evite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No, it imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. Not only did it invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone, but it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. Derek Irol, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot. I have to quit or get a new identity.
Oh my gosh, this kind of makes me cringe only because she's right.
I think the worst thing. I think the worst thing I've ever done is maybe hit reply all when I didn't mean
to. I think we've all done that.
And it wasn't horrible. And also, like, if you're texting multiple people at once and then you send a response to one person to the wrong person, like I've sent, I think you and I, like us, we get kind of inappropriate, the three of us sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes.
And I accidentally sent a reply to one of your texts to our boss. Which was okay because he's a good friend, but yeah. I was like, wait a minute. It had no context. He had no idea what I was talking about.
He's used to us, though. It's fine.
But I also think about, like, the bar names or whatever, however you label somebody in your phone, you know you've done that. I'm afraid to even look at mine.
I truly haven't added somebody in a weird way for like 10 years probably, but I never delete contacts, I feel like. So this could be such a slippery slope if this happened to me. Like exes from years and years ago, or people you just hung out with a couple times. That would be so awkward.
We'll get an invitation that says, stupid idiot, you're invited
to. Yeah, exactly.
We would love to hear from you. You know, you can call or text 816-476-7093. It's just one of those things. It's got to be like, I know sometimes I get deep in my own head that I label things different on my phone. And it makes me nervous.
Yeah. What are we labeled as? Are we Teresa and Tara, or are we something else?
Host the shows.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Clean out your phone.
That's a great point, actually.
Here's the thing. Truthfully, I tell everyone to do this, to at the very least set your priority contacts or your emergency contacts in your phone.
Yeah.
But clean out your contacts, because if someone can get to your contacts and you don't have an emergency contact there, they're going based off the name or like the most recent contact or whatever. So clean out your phone. It will literally help others possibly save your life.
That's fair. And avoid this classic mix-up of inviting your one-night stand to your one-year-old birthday party.
Look, I think anybody, when you think you're putting a contact in your phone, you think that only person is going to see that is you.
Yeah. What happened if there was an emergency with this woman and the police had to contact Derek Irol and say, hey, Emily's been in an accident. You need to come save her.
Hey, I'm right here. Derek, look at me. Derek, there's an emergency. Quick, hurry. And earlier, we were talking about technology and the woman who invited all her contacts to a birthday party. What did she have, like under 500, right? It was under 500?
Yeah, but honestly, the most embarrassing was the names they were under.
So we decided during that break to, we're listening to music, we're all going through our contacts and screaming out names, because you forget. I think everybody does it. I thought it was just me. That's why I didn't say anything. I've always done that with contacts, or I remember who they are. Then I'm reading some of them to the ladies. I'm going,
why don't you share?
No, I'm not going to share.
You don't have to share the name.
No, just
share some of the.
I don't even remember.
Can I give, without names, can I give kind of just the ideas of what they are?
Why not? You're going to anyway.
Okay, like I won't say names, but like name dirty, or name hot girl, name
city.
Sexy friend.
Yeah, a city location.
I'm like, wow, that's
and you know what, Kansas City? Some of those names came with something out of state. Rocket apparently is moving and just making a list.
Everywhere
he travels, he finds a friend.
I can't argue
Are
with
you.
I am. I'm sitting there looking at the phone. I'm going, because the listener called it and she was so adamant. She was like, clean out your phone.
I truly need to. I thought this was really funny, us going through all the names, but also made me a little worried for my brain. There are so many just normal first and last names in my contacts.
Yeah.
I have no idea who they are or what I knew them from. And it kind of stresses me out, like my brain is unhealthy.
I have a lot of unique ones because I'm the person who books interviews.
You book all our interviews.
And for 24 years, I've got lots of contacts, press contacts, but I've got one man's name who saved under Bigfoot Firefighter.
That's not a contact for
remember,
work.
I don't remember.
Wait, she's got the donut guy. She's got the Bigfoot firefighter. So if you get a chance, go through your phone. I think you'll realize, oh, crap. I mean, like, I'm shocked. I'm only halfway through my contacts
right now. It's very entertaining.
It really is. It's fun. Because I've had my phone for so many years.
Yeah, I've had my number a really long time.
All right, let's make you a winner right now.
Yeah, we're playing Beat the Clock for a pair of tickets to the Downtown Brunch Walk. It's going to be a ton of fun. It's actually this Saturday in the Power and Light District. It says you can sip, taste, and explore downtown at more than 8 restaurants. Plus, there's going to be live music on 14th Street. This is something that I can't wait to get my baby out for because I really enjoy this type of activity, sipping cocktails. To win those tickets, all you have to do is play Beat the Clock, where you name 5 words in 15 seconds that start with the letter I give you and have to do with brunch.
All right, if you want to call, start calling right now, 816-476-7093. You miss one, if you don't make it, we go on to the next caller.
Yeah, and Rocket is not joking about this.
All right, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
April.
April, are you ready?
I think so.
All right, April, 5 words that have to do with brunch and start with the letter M as in Mike. Go.
Mimosa. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I suck at this.
You don't suck.
That was
it's
a really,
hard.
It was a cute little squeal.
It's not that easy. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cora.
Hey, Cora, make sure your radio's turned down. Here we go.
5 words that have to do with brunch and start with B as in Bravo. Go.
B as in Bravo. Birthday brunch, bacon, best friends, birthdays, balloons.
You got to do another one besides birthdays.
Okay.
Did you use that twice?
Yeah, sorry. Good try.
Thanks.
Also, for future reference, you can't use adjectives, right?
Yeah.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Alyssa,
are you ready?
Yes.
All right, 5 words that have to do with brunch and start with M as in Mike.
I'm blinking.
Anything.
I got nothing.
Try me.
I was prepared and now I got nothing.
It's okay. Thank you. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Amber.
Amber, are you ready?
I think so.
5 words that have to do with brunch and start with B as in Bravo. Go.
Bacon, blueberries, best friend, bananas. And balloons. I don't know.
I'm going to let you have it. Best friends, best is kind of an adjective, but I feel like it's used so often. I feel like I'm going to let you have it.
Okay. I feel like you go to brunch with your best friends.
It's true. Let's just act like you said besties, so it's the word.
Let's just act like.
That makes it a noun.
So you get a pair of tickets to the Downtown Brunch Walk this Saturday at the Power and Light District.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info. That is a pretty tough thing to play, but it looks like
that's a hard game.
Yeah, a very exciting event. All right, let's take a break. Our last look at tabloids coming up in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, so we all know about Taylor's new song on her album that's a diss at Kim Kardashian. Now how Kim is throwing shade back at Taylor. Kansas City's number one hit music
station. Mix 93.3. These beautiful things that I've got.
See, this is a great day to get out and just walk around and look at all the beautiful things that are out there. I love spring, even though I have allergies like crazy. I love to get out and walk. And I know for a fact that you and your daughter absolutely love it, don't you?
Oh, it's the best. And it's not too hot where you get all sweaty. It's just the perfect weather.
All right, Miley Cyrus is coming up next. But first, our last look at tabloid.
Yeah, I've been going down a deep rabbit hole because there's obviously a new song on Taylor Swift's album, that is a diss at Kim Kardashian. It's called Thank You, Amy. Kim Kardashian was just on Kimmel, and she's talked to a few people, and we haven't heard anything directly out of her mouth, but sources close to her say she doesn't get why Taylor keeps harping on it. It's been literally years. And then Kim just posted a photo on her Instagram with one of Taylor Swift's ex-friends, Carly Kloss. And I was like, wait a minute, why did they not like each other? Because I wasn't in on it. And it goes all the way back to 2018, back when she was feuding with Katy Perry, and Carly posted pictures and like went to dinner with Katy Perry. Scooter Braun is also, I believe, a manager of Carly, and she posted pictures of Scooter Braun when all that went down with Taylor Swift. And I didn't realize that one of her songs, even her fans think, is about Carly. It's Time to Go. The lyrics say, when the words of a sister come back in whispers that prove she was not, in fact, what she seemed, not a twin from your dreams. She's the crook who was caught.
Let's be honest. You named 3 different people there. Let's be honest. Who won the battle there?
Well, Taylor wins in all of these.
All of them. Every single one of them.
Those specific lyrics, twin from your dreams, there was a time when people thought they looked so much alike because they had the short bleach blonde bob, and they were tall and thin and looked like models.
And she always referred to as a sister.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, Teresa.
Ooh. Rapper Megan Thee Stallion is being sued by a former cameraman for harassment and creating a hostile work environment. He also says he was fat shamed, treated differently by the rapper, and told not to speak about the things he witnessed. Ooh. And Billie Eilish revealed the track list to her upcoming album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Among the songs, Skinny, Lunch, Blue, Wildflower. Doesn't seem like there's any collaborations on the 10-track album. Hit Me Hard and Soft will be out on May 17th. That's your Tabloid Trash, brought to you by Lean Kitchen, where you can grab healthy, grab-and-go meals, locally owned, 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
We were good. We were gold.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. So still no sign of a baby. How are you feeling today? My friends are asking every single day now about when your baby's going to be here.
What do you mean no sign of a baby?
Yeah, I see it right there.
That's all over the place.
You know what I'm talking about.
I actually saw a post from Hillary Duff, who is just as pregnant, if not more so, with me than me, saying, I will no longer respond to friends and family texting, when is the baby coming? I know it has good intention, but it's just a reminder to me that the baby's not here yet.
Do you really need people to text you to remind you that the baby's not here yet?
Hey, when's the baby coming? I don't know. I was ready 2 weeks ago. We're all doing our best.
I really thought that was a joke that you went to the hospital.
Yeah, they sent me to labor and delivery last week for a big fat nothing. Way to get my hopes up. Rude.
But you should know, her due date is actually not until the end of May.
Teresa, I think you and I both know my due date is May 1st.
What's the date?
Isn't it like May 25th or something?
It's May 1st, we've decided.
And today, today's it's only 24th. April 24th. You got a whole month to go, girl. Ooh. You're fine.
No. Emotionally, I'm overcooked. Okay, that's all that matters. Emotionally and physically, I'm overcooked.
All right, before we get to Fortnite from Taylor Swift, your last tabloid report was full of a lot of different information, and you were super excited about it.
Well, we've all been talking about the song that Taylor released on our new album, Thank You, Amy, that is a dig at Kim Kardashian. And then Kim Kardashian, according to sources, says she wants her to just move on. That was a long time ago. And then Kim posted a picture with Karlie Kloss, who I guess is a frenemy of Taylor now. They used to be friends, but they actually have had a few issue since about 2018.
When you start digging, you can't stop, can you?
It's a rabbit hole. I didn't realize that some of her song references actually are a dig at Karlie.
Yeah, a lot of it. By the way, if you haven't tracked it, you've only halfway through it, right?
Yeah.
It's so good. It really is some of the best work I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, I listened to it last night, falling asleep, and I had weird dreams.
It does that to you.
I had weird dreams about Taylor Swift. Yes.
Were you mad at your husband?
No, it was just weird dreams.
All right, Steve Serrano is coming up next. But before we leave, we always do this.
We take a second look. The average person, you'll have three things that really annoy you today.
Today?
Today. In one day alone, you'll have three things that just irritate you.
Something that really annoys me is people who think they know everything.
Sure, that can be frustrating. Yes.
Why are you guys looking at me? That's weird.
Is that too soon?
Too soon.
Hashtag
too soon.
All right, Kansas City, until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Taylor Swift, Post Malone. Sorry about that.
What else is new?
Not true.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.